Hello and welcome back to the Backstage Podcast. It's the Halloween special. I am one of your co-hosts, Oscar, and I'm joined by very terrifying Anya. Hello.
Hi, guys. How are we all? Hope we're all having a wonderful Halloween.
It is the 25th of October as you're hearing this. No, it's not. It's the 26th of October when you're hearing this. There you go. We thought we'd do a little spooky-based episode.
Yeah.
We've got lots planned, lots coming up. But first of all, Anya, is Halloween something that you sort of like celebrate, I guess? I know it's not like a religious holiday or anything, is it? But is it something that sort of excites you?
To be honest, not since school. I haven't really done much. I'm not posted. I think when I have my own house, I might do like a house. Like when I have a bigger house, I might do like a party or something. But at this current point in my life, no. Sometimes it's sad. Every single year, I get in my head a really good costume idea, and I still never do anything about it. So it's a bit annoying. But what about you?
Well, yeah, as you said, I think when I was younger, trick or treating was like the best thing in the world. And I was like one of two sets of kids on my road. So we'd go to every house and they would know we're coming. So I'd get good amount of like sweets and chocolate and things. But like, I'm not really a big sweets and chocolate guy anymore. Like I do like a bit of chocolate.
Yeah.
But like I like sweet and chocolatey things like cake or cookies or, do you know what I mean?
Yeah, see a lot of people are the opposite. A lot of people like a bar of chocolate but hate like chocolate cake and stuff.
I love a piece of chocolate cake.
I unfortunately love both, so that's a bit of an issue. I couldn't live without chocolate. Everything else is fine, but not chocolate.
Well, chocolate's meant to be quite good for you actually, in like small doses.
Chocolate. Yeah, I am trying to eat more dark chocolate because that is obviously a bit better for you, but
I love white chocolate, that's my problem.
Oh,
but it's quite sickly when you have quite a lot of it. But
love white chocolate, like Milky Way buttons. No, Milky Bar buttons, not Milky Way.
Milky Bar buttons are banging. And when you were younger, was trick or treating a thing? I mean, I know you're not much older than me, but like
So I would do it like with friends every now and again, like to as like a thing, like we'd all meet at a friend's house. But I lived on a very, very quiet road, and my mum really doesn't approve of trick or treating because she is worried that there's old people that are gonna like get scared when you knock at the door. So she kind of used to like discourage it. But nowadays, I think you put pumpkin out if you want trick or treaters. And then if you don't, you don't put pumpkin out. But, or like people, so my mum used to always put a note on the door like, we have a newborn, please don't knock. Because she's, she just didn't, I don't know. But yeah. So
it's quite smart, to be fair.
Yeah. And I think my mum just, because she had an elderly mum at the time when we were younger. So I think she was just like worried that like my nan would get scared and stuff. So yeah, she was kind of, but I would go out with friends every now and again, but yeah, so I preferred more like, you know, apple bobbing and carving up pumpkins and stuff. I like that.
Yeah.
Kind of
thing. I do love carving a pumpkin. I haven't really organized doing one this year.
No, I bought a pumpkin and turned it into soup. And that is like the most.
Oh, mum does that every year.
I felt why? Boring.
No one likes pumpkin soup.
It was actually quite nice, to be fair.
Oh.
But
well,
I've
had some good ones, but like, that's not, I don't want to do that. I want to make like a pumpkin pie, like the Americans do. You know?
That's interesting.
But I don't know if I can bring myself to do it. Neither. Mm. But yeah, pumpkins, like for me, it's like turkey. I only ever have it at Christmas or only ever do pumpkin related things at Halloween.
Agreed. Yeah, I've literally never, I can't remember the last time I had turkey apart from Christmas Day.
Yeah.
So it's, but I do like turkey. A lot of people don't like it.
I'm not excited by it. It doesn't get me up in the mornings.
No,
to say
no,
neither.
Christmas Day definitely does though. Bloody love.
Oh
Christmas.
My god! Like I'm having my first drink at like night. Right? No, we're not doing Christmas. We're not
Sorry,
doing Christmas.
We're doing That's Halloween.
I am
going to say though, on the 1st of November. So obviously now we live in our own place. So it's my rules, well, our rules now. It's not family rules. So I've already explained to William that 1st November, we are putting a Christmas film on and we're decorating our little, we're going to get a little tree, little 2-3 footer, and we're going to decorate that together. And that is it.
I despise you as a human being, just so you're aware.
Well, it used to be 1st of December, but once Halloween's out of the way, let's go.
I'm pretty sure my other half also doesn't like Christmas before December. So I feel like that was a reason that like I was like, oh, that's a green flag, which now makes me worried that if that isn't true, we could be on rocky ground here.
Well, she's like my dad then. My dad's very much 1st December, not a moment before.
I'll tolerate Christmas before on the 1st of December, but we don't put decorations up till the 12th.
Yeah, I still can't believe that. That's really strange.
Or like the second weekend of December.
Yeah, no, that's a lot of effort for just 13 days of decoration.
It stays up for 3 weeks. We take it down just before New Year's, I think.
No, just before New Year's. No, just after New Year's. I
think so. Oh my God. Maybe just after, but... Anyway, we've gone back to Christmas. Oh, this is not what we're doing.
Right, focus. Halloween.
Halloween. What did you dress up as growing up? What was your like go-to? Did you have a go-to costume?
That's a good question. I did a corpse bride once. Ironic.
Love corpse bride.
Now I am a bride to be. And what else have I done?
And you look like a corpse.
Oh. Yeah, so true.
Sorry.
You know what? That is such a good question. I can't remember any other costume I've ever done. I remember just doing like the classic, like rip my tights and wear all black.
Right. Can I just say, I completely get it. And I've got no idea how my girlfriend's going to dress at the weekend. So I've got to be careful.
Okay.
But why is it at Halloween girls find the excuse to then just like basically be naked?
Why not?
I mean, I'm not complaining. Like, it's not like I think it's wrong. Like, dress how you like. I just find it funny that Halloween is the one time of year that girls that might not necessarily dress provocatively or like,
yeah,
I don't know how to word it, but like, Halloween, every girl does it. Yeah. Do you know what I mean? Like, goes full out costume, makeup to the max.
I think it's just like a chance to express yourself in like a different way, maybe. I don't really know. Like, I just, obviously it's in Mean Girls, isn't it? The one chance a year girl can dress like a slut and no one can say, that's the line in Mean Girls. I don't really know. I don't know how that's, obviously Halloween, this is the other thing. A lot of people have started to dress up for Halloween, like in just a costume, but like Halloween is supposed to be scary. I'm again, not mad about this because I would personally rather dress up as something rather than something scary. But when did that line blur?
I mean, I'm guilty of that this year. I used to, to be fair, growing up, I used to go as like Batman or Spider-Man.
I can kind of get on board with that because it's somewhat scary.
Then early teenage years, I went like zombie, sort of that sort of vibe.
Yeah.
Blood on my face. And I've not done a Halloween party in a few years, I think. Good few years.
Yeah.
And we're not doing like a Halloween party. I think we're just going out like pub and then clubbing. But my first costume for this year, if I end up wearing it, because the guys that I'm going with apparently aren't dressing up. So if they're not going to dress up, I'm not going to dress up.
Boring.
So on the Friday, I might be going as Mr. Potato Head.
That's not scary. Story.
And then on the Saturday, I'm going as Alfredo Linguini from Ratatouille, the chef that Remy sits on and like controls.
Right. Okay. Again, not very scary. But cute.
Well, yeah, the other half's going as Remy. So
she's dressing up as a rat.
Yeah. Okay. And what's ironic is they're the only animal that I'm terrified of. So
that's goals.
Read into that what you will, everybody.
Yes. I just remembered actually last time I went out for Halloween was clubbing in Nottingham with my friend Lottie, and I went as Mia from Pulp Fiction. That was cool. That's quite like as in post nosebleed thing. So I did the nosebleed thing. And then I made a hole on my chest where he like stabs her. That was actually quite good. That's a good one, girls. If you want to go like scary, but like, you know, quite nice as well. Cause I just wore a shirt and mini skirt.
Yeah. I don't know where the line blurred. It used to be a scary based thing. And now it's just, as you say, just dressing up.
Yeah. I mean, if I was going out this year with William, I would 100,000,000% go as Travis Kelce and Taylor Swift because it's easy and it's just like pop culture. It's just cool.
I mean, to be fair, look, the guys listening to this podcast now have a little laugh at me, but I've always wanted to do one of those couple costumes. So I'm glad this year I'm going to do one. Like,
that's cute.
It's been a thing I've always wanted to do. So.
Oh, that's cute. Yeah, that's nice.
Yeah.
William and I have actually never done that. Last time we were, like got dressed up, he was Ace Ventura and I was Princess Diana. So it's not that similar, really.
You went as Princess Diana.
Yeah, to the
alive or dead version.
No, it wasn't for Halloween. It was for a 90s or 80s part thing. No, it was a 90s theme party, and I went as a very specific outfit that she wore in 1995, and it killed. That's disrespectful, isn't it?
Like Halloween. I was like, no. I'm not sure. Even I'm not sure if that's okay.
No, that would definitely not be okay because we love Princess Di. So yeah, that outfit. Shout out. That was
Shout
cool.
Out to Princess Diana.
I love that outfit.
Are you? Do you believe in ghosts? Is that a thing for you? The supernatural.
So, my mum's been to quite a few. What's the word?
Seances.
Yeah, and has right? come back with some. I think I don't know.
Isn't like, it a seance where you call upon the dead?
Yeah. So she kind of went to one, and yeah, she was like speaking to my grandparents from beyond the grave. And a couple of things that she said, my mum was like, there's no way she would have known that. And then you've got my dad, who's a bit cynical and was like, she could have just Facebook stalked you, blah, 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 like those kind of things. Mm. So I don't know. I'm still on the fence. There's a couple of things that have happened in our old house that I think that's really spooky, like pictures falling off the wall that are relevant to situations happening. Like, I believe that everything happens for a reason. I think sometimes there's like forces in nature that are helping that happen.
Okay.
But I don't know if I believe in, like, I don't think there's, I don't know, like ghosts with me right now or anything like that. I don't know. More of like an invisible hand, I guess.
Yeah. I think I like to think I don't believe in ghosts and I don't believe in supernatural. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But I still get completely creeped out by horror movies. And like,
oh yeah.
I think it's the chance. What scares me the most are things that could be real.
Mm-hmm.
So I went last year to go see Smile with my brother in the cinema.
Okay. Yeah.
And it's about like this infection that if you see someone smiling at you, they have this weird smile on their face, mm-hmm. you end up like killing yourself basically.
Oh, nice.
And I was like, oh, that's kind of a bit realistic. Not a big fan of that. Whereas things like The Quiet Place, one of my top five movies of all time. Like,
really?
Such a good film. Because that's more of like a thriller.
Yeah.
Like, there's a couple of jump scares.
Yeah.
But I don't mind the odd one. I just...
I
don't believe
like
that
psychological
there's like
ones.
Zombies or ghosts.
Yeah, I don't really like psychological sort of scary films. And like, I remember the paranormal ones didn't really freak me out. But the third one really did, because there was like little girls in it.
I've still not seen that.
See that? Yeah. And there's a couple of bits in that that are a bit like, oh, that's quite dark and quite scary. But the third one in particular, because it was like little girls, that freaked me out. And just
the two scariest things I've seen on TV that aren't maybe meant to be like horror things is the Angels episode of Doctor Who.
Yeah.
With Matt Smith. Absolutely terrified of that episode, but love it.
Yeah.
And I remember we watched... Sherlock Holmes and what's it called? Hounds of Baskerville.
Oh yeah,
terrifying episode. There's like a scene where like these red eyes are like staring at you through the dark or whatever, and it's like this massive scary dog thing turns out to just be like a gas or whatever. But I remember after watching that, because we used to watch Sherlock Holmes as a family, like sit down every week, watch it. Same with Doctor Who. And when I was going to bed, I was like, Mum, you have to walk me up the stairs. Like, I'm not going to bed. And I went through like a 5-year period of, if I was going to bed after watching something with my parents, one of them would have to walk me to my room.
Oh, that's really cute.
I was so scared. I still get jump scared very easily now. We went to do an escape room last weekend. Love an escape room. And it was like a horror-based one.
Oh, God.
You went into the room and it was pitch black and you had to find in the dark torches to help you like navigate.
Oh no, I wouldn't like that.
And we put in a code into this like box and a doorway opened or something and I shat myself. Like I screamed out loud, like embarrassing scream.
Oh my God. So
and
yeah, that would
everyone
really
was like
scary.
This isn't even a scary thing. A door is opened.
Yeah, but it's like this being in the dark, isn't it? That's like,
I hate the dark. That's the thing. I'm scared of the dark. I'll admit that. I don't like it.
I was actually walking the dogs the other day, luckily with William. And where we live, there's like lots of different like alleyways and stuff. And it was at night because they were going for their nighttime wee. And this like massive German Shepherd just appeared out of like, just appeared out of this alleyway that I didn't even realize was there. And like leaped on the dogs, was obviously playing, but I didn't know that. And I screamed so loud. I was actually, and it was like around the time where all like the dog attacks were happening and dogs were getting banned. And I literally screamed so loud. And it was like 9 o'clock at night, but it was dark and no one came out of their house. Like, it was literally surrounded by houses. I was like, I'm fine, obviously. No one worry about me. Well, that was quite rude.
I didn't like the clown era either.
Oh, that is my biggest fear. Do you know why I'm scared of clowns? You'll actually never work out why. But have you ever seen, which one is it? Is it Octopussy? My brother will know. The James Bond film.
Yeah.
Where the clown gets stabbed at the start. It's Octopussy? Or no, I think can't it's remember. Not. I don't think it is. But anyway, that really freaked me out for clowns, and I can't stand them. I will not go anywhere near them, and I skipped that whole season of American Horror Story because of the clowns.
It is Octopussy. It's at the start of
it. Is Octopussy, yeah. See, oh, I knew it. Oh, just terrifying. Absolutely terrifying. And that is why I have a fear of clowns.
I went to see the two It films because obviously they're Stephen King.
Yeah.
And I love cinematography, and like I proper nerd out at certain films.
Yeah.
So I was like, I'm desperate to see this because I know the story is amazing.
Yeah.
And I went and I screamed out loud at like at one of the jump scares and in the cinema, and these group of girls behind me and my dad like cracked up laughing. It was so embarrassing.
Oh, not fun.
I
couldn't. No, that film looks so scary. I could never.
It's terrifying. The jump scares still get me now. I've watched it like a couple times, like yeah, over the years.
That's my worst film.
Still terrifies me.
Like clowns, jump scares, probably a bit psychological. Stephen King films are really quite. Have you seen Jared's Game?
No, I haven't yet. Not yet.
Oh my God. It is. Just Google the Midnight Man from Jared's Game.
Is that where he gets tied to the bed?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh my God, it's so creepy. Like William and I watched it, and then I dropped him home and I drove back at night and someone had broken into my neighbor's house. And I was like, oh my God, it's the Midnight Man. And then William was like, you're going to be fine. And I was like, I'm not. This is it. This is how I'm going to die. And then obviously I was fine, but it was just terrible timing for me. Very.
Have you ever interacted with anything supernatural? Have you experienced something that you've questioned?
Apart from like the odd, like we were trying to sell our house years ago to move to Florida, and like loads of things kept going wrong with the house, and that led to us not being able to sell it. And like pictures kept falling off the wall for no reason, and it was like pictures of my grandparents.
Yeah.
And that I was like, okay, like that's haunted, like they're telling us not to go. And then another time in our old house, we had a guy that was doing like the painting or building or something, and he basically was like this big, like butch guy, like loads of tats, like that kind of thing. And he basically turned around to mom and was like, I'm really sorry, I can't work here anymore. And she was like, oh, why? And he was like, this place is haunted. Like, you called me from upstairs. So I ran upstairs. You weren't there. Then you called me back downstairs and you weren't there. And I realized you weren't even home. Like, apparently loads of like creepy things kept happening. So he just like quit and like left us. And we were like, okay, cool. Bye. But not like jump scary stuff. Just weird.
Don't think I've experienced. Like, the standard, I used to house sit and dog sit for my grandparents at their like farmhouse, proper creaky, like old spooky place, beautiful in the day but at night the worst thing. And I used to sleep in one of the spare rooms, and I'd take the dogs upstairs with me, and like one would stay on the bed with me and one would stay on the floor.
And you stayed there on your own?
I stayed there on my own. I was like 14, 15 when I was
God, that's quite young.
I started house sitting really young. Oh, it's awful.
I wouldn't trust a 14-year-old to house sit in my house. What are you?
Maybe I'm trying to think. The first few times I did it, I definitely wasn't driving. And we've not had that farmhouse now for like 4 years. So at least 5 years, 5 years ago, I was doing it.
God, that's scary.
Well, should we move on to the main part of our episode?
Yes.
After 25 minutes of waffling. Well, no, not quite 25 minutes. But we are going to do horror versus horror.
Yeah.
But I have gone for the supernatural viewpoint of horror.
Yeah.
And Anya has gone for real life horror.
Yeah.
And I think the first story will probably make that more clear. But it's things that people wouldn't say like supernatural, but would say they're a horrifying thing in life. Like, yeah, I'm scared. Like, sort of thing. But it'll make sense. Shall I kickstart with...
Yeah, you go. Yeah.
So we've got three each. And if they all stay in the episode, linked below, if you're watching or listening on Spotify, will be a poll. And you can vote on which ones you thought were the scariest. It'll make sense if you look below the episode. All right, I'm going to kickstart it with The Bell Witch. Which is... what the Blair Witch Project and An American Haunting are both based on.
Okay.
Widely considered by ghost hunters and paranormal investigators as America's most... I can't read. That's the terrifying thing about this.
Yeah, I'm scared.
I'm a retard. I'm not allowed to say that word. I'm actually
really angry that he kept that in, because I'm telling you all right now, I don't agree with the use of that word. So
okay, I promise from here moving forward, I won't use that word.
I don't know why you use it. Like,
it's just like, it's like, it's just, I grew up saying it. I know it's wrong. I understand that now.
I think it's an awful word and I'm really upset. So if anyone gets cancelled, it's not me, because I don't.
If anyone ever listened to my first ever podcast, Room 32, thankfully every episode is deleted now. There were some bad things on there.
Oh my God.
Like, anyway. not that, like, we pushed the boundary for sure. Anyway, because I am not great with reading.
Yeah.
I actually don't think I can read, so this is going to be interesting. Okay. Known as America's most haunted location, the story of the Bell family dates back to 1804. John Bell moved his wife, Lucy, and their children from North Carolina to Robertson County, Tennessee, where he purchased 320 acres of farmland along the Red River. The family lived a peaceful life for 13 years, but in the summer of 1817, the family would experience things that would change their lives forever. What stated as seeing strange animals on the farm led to hearing eerie sounds in the cabin. Several accounts varied on who or what was causing the disturbances or why they were tormenting the Bell family. The sounds the family heard escalated to a voice speaking directly to them until it could be heard in every room of the house, while especially terrorizing John's youngest daughter, Betsy, where she was left with beatings and unconscious.
Oh my God.
The notoriety of this unseen force spread through the countryside and left the Bell family with people camping out on their farm by the hundreds, hoping to witness the strange phenomenon. This Bell witch, as it became known, vowed to kill John Bell and subsequently took credit for his death 3 years later, on December 20th, 1820, when a vial was found next to his deathbed with a strange liquid inside. John Bell's death was attributed to a Bell witch, making Tennessee the only state to recognize a person's death to the supernatural.
Oh.
Bell witch was also known for her accurate predictions of the future and her vows to John Bell's children of her return in future years.
Wow.
So they question, has the Bell witch returned or did it never leave?
Ooh. Oh my God. So that's the only death
ever
that's been ruled as a supernatural. That's quite wild, isn't it?
Which is kind of freaky. I mean, I've never watched the Blair Witch Project and I don't plan on it because apparently it is bloody terrifying.
Oh, I thought it was supposed to be quite rubbish and it was like not. Because, you know, right, so I don't know about you, but I don't find The Exorcist, the old one. Mm. So that, like, used to keep my mum up. She finds it terrifying, but I just think it's quite, I don't know if it's because I've seen Scary Movie that now it's just not that scary to me, because obviously they spoof it, but I just, yeah, or if it's just it's just dated.
The original Blair Witch Project in 1999 got 86% mm-hmm. on Rotten Tomatoes.
Oh, fair enough.
And then the 2016.
Oh, one, I think I'm thinking of 2016.
Got 38% on Rotten
Tomatoes.
That's what
I'm thinking of, because that one's a bit more, like, looks a bit more recent than 1999.
Mm. I'm not a fan of, we went on, was it PGL or something like that? We once went and it was near Halloween and this guide like took us on this like spooky walk and I was, oh man, that was
sounds irresponsible for children.
I know. We never, they everyone died actually. It's a tragic event.
Do you know what PGL stands for?
Parents Get Lost.
Oh, yeah.
Has that ruined your fun?
Yeah, sorry. That was it. Also, right, can you see Cassius right now on his back?
How I can. If you guys go to Spotify, you can watch our podcast episodes and you can see Cassius just laying out, just chilling.
Just everything hanging out over here. Jesus. There's no shame in this
no
boy.
Shame whatsoever. Do you want to do your first horror
okay.
story?
Okay, so my friend was re-seeing her ex-boyfriend. We're going to call them, what should we call them? Quinn and Finn, because I'm watching Glee. This keeps happening.
Nice.
I'm watching, what was I watching before? Okay, so Quinn was seeing Finn, her ex, and...
Wait, hang on, is Quinn the girl?
Quinn is the girl. Is that not obvious? Okay. Sorry. Should I make it more obvious?
Because I know, the only Quinn-related name I know is Joseph Quinn.
No, yeah, no, Quinn Fabray. Those who know Glee will know. My brother's okay. First love.
No, stick with Quinn. That's fine.
Okay, we're sticking with Quinn. So Quinn was seeing Finn. And they were, I don't think they were like exclusive per se, but obviously they were re-seeing each other. They were sleeping together, all that kind of jazz. And kind of agreed to sort of be casual with other people as well, if that makes sense. So they weren't going to get partners, obviously. And if they did, that's fine. But they had to break it off with the other one, that kind of thing. Anyway, so Quinn goes to work and a friend of hers comes up to her and says, oh, isn't this Finn? And it's Finn at some sort of sporting event with a girl, and we're going to call her Rachel. So Finn and Rachel are at this sporting event together, and they're looking quite pally, quite cozy, like cuddled up next to each other. And she looks at the date, and obviously she knows the date of the sporting event. And she's like, oh, he obviously went to that event and then came back and slept with me, because that's what happened that day. And I think he'd actually stayed at hers the night before and had left to go to the sporting event and then come back to hers. So she messaged him and was like, okay, you need to explain to me who this Rachel girl is. And he was like, oh, no, it's just a friend. Like, we just posed like that to get into VIP. Like, it was kind of rogue. His excuse was just like, oh, yeah, we're just pally. Like, you can message her on Instagram. Like, we've sort of lightly been seeing each other, but nothing that, whatever.
Mm.
Anyway, she does a bit more digging. She finds out they've actually been to South France together, which is not just pally. He was just like, oh, yeah, it was like last minute. We're just seeing each other. I don't ask about all your dates kind of thing. She said, fine, I need to tell this girl that what's going on with us, though, because like, something's not sitting right with me. And he said, fine, go ahead. Here's her Instagram message away. So Quinn messages Rachel. And Rachel's like, yeah. Like, we met and we're just taking things very cash. Like, it's not a big deal. I know all about you. And like, I'm just here to chill. I'm not really that bothered. So okay. She's like, cool, no problem. And then she thinks about it a little more, and she's like, their stories were very accurate. Like, they were very, like, to the point, the same.
Mm.
So she went back and she liked one of her messages so that the girl got notification. I think this was like a day later. So the girl, oh, and by the way, I forgot to say the most important thing. The girl, Rachel, on Instagram was like, can you delete all these messages? Because I just don't want to be, like, reminded of it.
Mm.
Which Quinn thought, that's a bit suspicious. I'm going to keep the messages because that's a bit weird. So anyway, Rachel then messaged her like, hey, like, all my chats have been deleted. Like, can you tell me what's been said in this conversation? Because obviously I have no idea. And then she obviously resent her the whole thing. And it was the boyfriend or the ex-boyfriend the whole time messaging Quinn, being like, oh, yeah, like, blah, blah, blah. So it wasn't Rachel. And then Rachel was like, I didn't know anything about this. We're actually boyfriend and girlfriend. Like, I didn't know that he's been cheating on me, blah, blah, blah. That is scary. Tell me that's not scary.
So hopefully listeners understand now the difference between our two horror aspects of things.
I hope that made sense. I feel like that was quite a long story, but I'm hoping that I actually landed that this poor girl, like, thought she was talking to this her ex's new girlfriend, but it was actually the boyfriend. He was just being really, like, sly and, yeah, just so
credit where
up.
Credit is due. Impressive that, like, he managed to get a hold of the phone, fake the messages. Like, it nearly worked. I'm not saying it should have worked, and I think it's a terrible thing, and may God rot his soul. But it's like, it's well done.
I mean,
until the fact that he got caught. Obviously, cheaters always get caught, so.
Yeah, of course. And also, like, they stay together, which, as in Rachel and Finn stay together. And I just think, like, girl, if he does it to her, he's gonna do it to you. Like,
yeah, I think once a cheater, always a cheater.
I completely agree. And also, people like that are really sly, like, that are telling people one thing and going off and doing something else. Like, we've all been there. We've all had someone like that that's like telling you one thing and then going off and running, telling someone else, and you just think,
yeah,
you're never gonna change, because that's
I think if you've done something wrong, it's best, like, if he realized after, like, the first time, I think the best thing to do is tell people, because that's your best chance of things rectifying. And like, maybe you can work together and maybe he's realized his mistakes and they can figure it out. But if you hold on to that secret and then someone finds out in the future, that's it. You're like, your relationship's doomed.
Yeah,
it's not going
and I
anywhere
think,
there, is it?
I think I actually read something the other day, and this actress was just basically saying, like, if you can take him, then you can have him. Like, I'm not going to waste my life, like, sitting up worrying what he's getting up to. Like, I'm just not that bothered. Like, you just have him. I really don't care. And I think that's kind of, like, a good way to be. Because if you know that he's done that to you once before and you know he's probably going to do it again, then your whole life is just going to be, like, stressful.
Yeah.
I just personally just couldn't do that.
No, very stressful.
Very stressful.
Very, very stressful. now have a story that I have to say, when I read it, made me stress out a little bit.
Oh, gosh.
The Axe Murder House.
Oh, God, this sounds terrible.
I don't know how to pronounce this word. The Villisca?
Villisca?
Villisca. The Villisca Axe Murder House in Villisca, Iowa, is a well-known tourist attraction for ghost hunters and horror lovers alike. The site of a gruesome, unsolved 1912 murder in which 6 children and 2 adults had their skulls completely crushed by an axe.
Ew.
By an unknown perpetrator.
Oh my God.
This axe was purchased in 1994. Oh, no, sorry, not the axe. The house was purchased in 1994, restored to its 1912 condition, and converted into a tourist destination. Anya's clearly loving this story for viewers of this podcast. It cost $428 a night to stay at the old haunted home, where visitors always report strange paranormal experiences, such as visions of a man with an axe roaming the halls or faint screams of children. But in November of 2014, the haunting took a darker turn. Robert Stephen Lawson, 37, of Rhinelander, Wisconsin, was on a regular recreational paranormal visit with his friends when true horror struck. His companions found him stabbed in the chest, an apparently self-inflicted wound, called 999, and Lawson was brought to a nearby hospital after being helicoptered to the University Medical Center in Omaha. The Montgomery County Sheriff's Office said Lawson suffered the self-inflicted injury at 12:45 a.m., which is the exact time the 1912 axe murders took place in the house. Lawson recovered from his injuries, but has never spoken publicly about what occurred that day.
Recovered from an axe to the chest?
Well, a stab wound to the chest. But still, fair play. And Martha Lynn, who owned the home, said the incident is very upsetting. It's publicity, but it's not exactly the kind of publicity you desire to have. I don't want people thinking that when they come to that axe murder house, something's going to happen to them. The house remains open for tourist visits and overnight stays. Donnie paid $428 to get stabbed in the chest.
I just don't get this whole like phenomenon of like knowing that something bad happened somewhere and then spending your good money and time going back to that place.
Yeah.
To experience it, or even just to hear something or see something. Like, why?
Yeah.
Why are you doing that?
Don't get it. What we should have done is we should have said, like, what do you rate these on the scale of horror to?
I mean, yeah, that is quite scary.
I don't know. Or if you find them believable, I guess. I guess the Bell Witch one is probably just a person rather than a witch.
But they ruled it, didn't they, as self
supernatural.
Supernatural. So
the first one was supernatural.
Yeah, so it's not then, is it? It's not a person, it is supernatural.
But right? that's just what other people are saying, you know, it doesn't,
I suppose, that long ago as well, maybe. Mm. They didn't have the right, like...
This was in the 1800s.
To... Yeah.
So, you know.
Hmm.
But yeah, I would never... If someone said to me, we're staying in a place where kids got their heads smashed in by an axe, I'd be like, well, I'm not staying here.
Yeah, I'm
you
good.
Can if you like, but
I'm good. Yeah, I'm good. I'll be down the road. I'll be down in the other state. That's fine.
Yeah, I'll be a nice, like, Hilton or Marriott somewhere.
Yeah, I'm happy with that. Yeah. Nice little Ryu.
My dad loves, like, they've stayed in Oxford. There's the old jail is converted into like a really fancy hotel.
Oh, what's it called?
Don't know. But they've stayed there, and apparently there's stories of like you can hear like.
I've heard that's really fun
fighting
though.
And stuff.
Yeah, I've heard that's quite cool. I've wanted to do that actually, but then again, I'm a bit scared.
Yeah, I just. Why risk it, you know? I don't believe in the supernatural, but why risk it?
And also, like, you're probably not going to sleep very well, are you?
I'd have the worst night's sleep of my life.
Yeah, so what's the point?
Yeah.
I need my sleep.
What is the point? Arnie, hit us with your horror life story number 2.
Okay, so this is, should I say? Yeah, okay, this is this is my own, sorry.
Oh dear.
Sorry to the person who this happened with, but hopefully you don't listen to podcasts. I'm sure you don't, yeah. So it's probably fine.
I mean, or hopefully you won't remember. Moved on.
This is many moons ago, and I'm sure that he's learned from his mistakes. Basically, I went on a date
with this boy. Shout out to William.
No, definitely not. God, no. Went on a date with this boy, and we'll call him Puck. And
Puck.
Yeah, we're doing Glee names.
Oh.
So
he's in, like, ice hockey Puck.
Well, his name's Noah Puckerman, but everyone calls him Puck.
I see.
So we're going for Puck.
Okay, cool.
So I met him at the train station, and I can't remember if he already had the cash out. Basically, he was just like, oh, I've just worked these loads of like jobs, like handy jobs at the week, and I've got 400 quid. And I was like, congrats, hun. And he either showed me it in cold, hard cash, and I was like, oh, okay, cool. So first of all, that was a bit of a weird thing. I was a bit like, okay, let's not flaunt our money around. At that time, I had £21 in my bank account, to be exact. That's relevant, guys.
We'll That's quite a lot of money compared to what I have now.
Yeah, I was young, though. I was like 17, 18. I did have a job, but obviously I'm not very money. Anyway, so I've gone up there and gone out for dinner. We've got the menu. All we've done is sat down. We've not ordered a drink. We've not done anything.
Down. Context, where have you gone for dinner? Can you remember?
It was a place called Wildwood. It's a chain. It's actually actually quite good. There's a couple in London. Italian restaurant. Not expensive, on the same level as Pizza Express.
But nice, you know? Like, yeah, it's nice. The first date. You don't have to go to a Michelin star place.
No, and we were literally, he was a year above me, so we were both like 17, 18, that sort of age.
Oh, come on.
Older men, love an older man. No, I'm joking.
I do.
Anyway, sat down, got our menus. And he just lowers his menu and he's like, should we discuss now how we're going to pay for this meal? And I was just a bit like, sure. And I just said, I'll just pay for what I have and you just pay for what you have. And he was like, yeah, okay, cool. So he orders. So obviously, bear in mind, I've got £21 in my account. So I found the cheapest thing on the menu, which is margarita pizza. It was like £7.
Banging.
So I was like, cool, I'm just going to have that. He was like, do you want a starter? I was like, no. So he got starter, main course, and a dessert. And I just got my pizza. And he got this dessert and it came with like a little shot of Baileys that you were supposed to like pour over the top. And he was like, I'm just going to do it. And I was like, all right, mate, calm down. And he's like, should I just do it? Do you dare me? I was like, oh my God, it's actually just Baileys. It's not absinthe. Like, literally calm down. So he shot the Baileys, which was just, the whole thing is just making me cringe. And I was like, okay, cool. And then the bill came and he was like, should we split it? And I was like, absolutely not. We just had this whole lecture of what we're doing. And I was like, I'm paying my £7. That's it. And he was like, oh, do you want me to like walk you home? I was like, no, you're right. You can get on a different train. Cause we lived in different areas. So I was like, it's fine. Yeah, I did actually still see him a couple of times after that. And like one of the times he took me to the cinema, I did like paid for our own tickets. And then he bought himself snacks and then like proceeded not to share them with me. And I thought that was quite, it's quite horror.
Donnie is the most like selfish guy out there.
Like, what the hell? I was just like, can I not have a minstrel? It was like a minstrel M&M's. And he just sat there and ate the whole bag. I was like,
what's
happening?
That's so funny. What's I have this thing on? With, like, I think for first dates in general,
yeah,
the person that asks the other person out should
yeah.
pay.
Yeah, yeah.
So
absolutely.
If it's the girl asks me out, they can pay. Personally, I would like, I'd fight to my dying breath to pay for something.
Yeah.
Because I'm quite traditional. I want to be like the guy that pays for things. But
yeah,
I'm very happy to have things bought for me. Like, I'm not going to turn it down. No. But if I ask someone out and they are like, I'd like them to offer.
Yeah.
But if I end up paying the bill, I get that because I'm the one that asked them out. Like,
agreed. And he was a sweet boy. Like, he was completely harmless. He wasn't a horrible person. He's a really nice person.
Mm.
But it was just like, it was just the discussion. Like, at least let's just order and then wait for the bill to come before we discuss how we're going to pay
for
the bill. And then the last time I saw him, he was like, oh, I'm just going to go for some sort of like, I said this before on the podcast, actually. It was like a Cockney rhyming slang for a wee, but he was like, I'm just going to go for a riddle. And it was like something riddle piddle. And I was just like, oh, just stop it. Just stop speaking. Like
my growing up, my grandma used to
say,
spend a penny.
Yeah, I liked that. We spoke about this before, and I really like that. I've actually not found a chance to use it, but I'd still want to use that.
I think it's such a sweet and innocent thing. Like,
yeah,
it's such a, like, obviously I'm sure loads of people said it in, like, you know, the 20th century, but like, whenever I think of that, I'm like, oh, that's so my grandma. Like, that's so,
yeah, I think that's
cute.
It's
just so sweet.
I'm going to Google what Cockney rhyming slang is for we, because I really want to find out what he actually said, because it was really bad. And I was like, okay.
I mean, my obviously most recent first date, shout out to the missus. I was coming back from Greece. I can't remember if we've told this story on the podcast.
Is this the car?
Yeah.
Oh yeah, that was bad.
I obviously landed in London, and I'd organised, because I was like, she agreed to see me, and I was like, right, before she changes her mind, I'm going to lock this in to like the first day I know I can do.
Yeah.
And I landed at like 5, and I was like, well, yeah, it takes me an hour and a bit to get home, and then like 20 minutes to get where we were meeting. I was like, let's meet at 7. I was like, perfect, this is easy. Landed at 5 or whatever time it was, and went to go pick up my car from one of those pick up drop off places. I paid good money for my car to be there, because I like being treated like royalty. Makes me feel good. And they've always been great, I have to say. I've turned up, my car is there, I get in.
I remember when you told this story before, I remember I was just about to go on holiday.
Yeah.
And I was just about to book. No, but I was just about to book one of these things, and I was like, not doing it. I stayed in a short stay car park. I was like, I'm not doing that.
Yeah, moving forward.
I fancy treating myself and having like a nice VIP treatment, but
yeah,
you put me off.
I'm now never doing it again, because I'm not going to risk it. So obviously I landed, went to go pick up my car, and everyone, there was like a massive queue. There's never a queue. And they were like, we've been waiting for literally 2-3 hours for our car. And I'd heard that someone had called the police because the car company had lost that person's car. They couldn't find it. And obviously I'm like, I've convinced this person to see me, and now I'm not going to be there. And I hate being late for things, even though I do end up being late for things. It's like my worst thing. That's my horror, like my life horror. That I hate being late for things. And yeah, I was like texting, and I was like, I'm so sorry. Like, I'll be there.
I will not believe this, but I swear it's true.
And apparently she told me, like, pretty recently, she was like, because her sister was dropping her off to the date, which is terrifying in itself as it is.
Yeah.
Like, I saw her sister from the car, and I was like, ah! And apparently the sister's friends were like, he's trying to cancel on you. Like, he's coming
excuse. Yeah.
I'm like, oh my God. Yeah. It could have been a shit show, but thankfully it all worked out lovely. But yeah, that's horrifying for me. Like,
that is quite
that's
horrifying.
A scenario.
Yeah.
When something's actually true and someone thinks that you're just making shit up.
Yeah. Oh my God, I hate that.
Not cool. Yeah.
I just Googled it, and it's a Jimmy. He said he was going for a Jimmy, which is a Jimmy Riddle Piddle. And I just thought that was really gross.
I don't get Cockney rhyming slang. It's so long. Like, just say the actual thing.
My dad does it. And my dad does it quite a lot. So I'm quite good at it now, but he doesn't say that. So that's quite good. Like Hermione's, which is Hermione Granger. Danger. Any Hermione?
Oh.
Like, what's going on? Any Hermione? What about you? Or like, put on your Claire's. Claire Rayner. Trainer.
It's so long. Like, just say what the bloody thing is.
Or go and get my dog. Like, dog and bone. Phone. I really like it. I find it enjoyable.
Just say phone, mate. Like,
it's just funny, isn't it? Can't think of anymore, but that is, yeah, my dad says
apple
it all the time.
Pears, stairs.
Yep.
We're going to do an episode where we're going to talk about not cultural cultures. This is something I'm thinking up off the spot. And we'll talk about Cockney rhyming slang, and we'll try and come up with some of our own.
Yes.
And we'll talk about like other cultures in the UK that aren't historical cultures, but things like chavs, like that is like a culture now, isn't it?
An indirect, because I'm wearing a bright pink tracksuit?
It isn't, but it does add up.
It does work.
It does work.
All I need is like juicy written on the front.
Oh yeah, and like the slightly fluffy trousers or whatever.
Yeah, I'll have to save this outfit for the chav.
Okay, all right. We'll come up with a title for that episode, but we'll keep an eye on that. Before Christmas, we'll do that episode.
Yeah.
Anya, write that down while I'm reading out this this horror story.
On it.
Okay. Final horror story for me. I've got no idea how long this episode's going to be. The attic. A few years ago, I moved into a one-bedroom apartment in Melbourne, Australia. It was my first time living on my own. The apartment block had been built in the 1930s. I'd been there for a few months when I came home from work one day and went to the bathroom. I saw something strange. A wooden board, which had covered a hole in the ceiling that led to a small attic space, lay fractured in two pieces on the ground. Oh. I examined the pieces. The board was an inch thick, and it would take Bruce Lee to break it. I thought this is scary, Anya. Please, no laughing.
I'm sorry.
The board was an inch thick, and it would have taken Bruce Lee to break it. No laughing. I thought the landlord had sent someone to work on the attic. I was frozen stiff with fear. Someone is up there for sure, I thought. I emailed pictures to the landlord asking if anyone had been there, with an undertone of annoyance since she hadn't warned me about them. Her reply read, "Please call me as soon as you're able to." I called her and she explained that her last two tenants had said that the same thing happened. She promised to replace the board, and she did. A month later, I woke up one night around 4 a.m. My body was covered in goosebumps, and it felt like someone was rubbing his or her hands all over me.
Oh.
Kinky. Everything was silent, but then I heard a dragging sound coming from above my bed. It was as if someone was pulling a sack of potatoes. I froze, convinced someone was up there. There is no way an animal could make that sound. After 5 minutes, I worked up the courage to turn on the light, armed myself with a bat, and walked to the bathroom. That's when I saw the new board covering the hole was broken in two. I felt sick. The dragging sound stopped, but I heard something else, whispering. The sound was clear and coming from the attic. It sounded like children's voices. Oh. And I could hear one sentence repeating over and over, "It's your turn, it's your turn." I switched on the light in the apartment to make things feel normal. It was 5 a.m. and dark outside. I watched TV to try and unwind. Then a fuse blew. My pet budgie, Dexter, whom I kept in the kitchen, usually made a sound at night, but he started squawking like he was being strangled. I'd never heard him make those sort of noises. He was screaming. I grabbed my keys, ran out, sat in my car, and waited until the sun came up. When I saw a couple people walking their dogs, this comforted me enough to get back in. The front door was open, but I figured I must have forgotten to close it when I ran out. I went to the kitchen to check on Dexter.
Why did she leave Dexter in the kitchen?
I felt sick. All my windows were closed, so I looked everywhere inside. When I walked to the bathroom, I heard splashing. Dexter was half drowned in the toilet.
Oh,
I took
no.
him out, washed him and dried him. I was so confused. And at 8 a.m, I called the landlord, gave her a watered-down version of the night, and she said, "Oh wow, you've heard the whispering too." I stayed in the apartment for 18 months. I heard the whispering on a few occasions, and twice the board covering the hole in the ceiling moved. Although I live elsewhere now, the landlord recently called me, saying that her new tenants had begged to speak to me about the stuff that's been going on. I thought, forget it, it's their problem now.
You know what? Why leave the budgie, for one? Mm-hmm. That's messed up. And two, what is it with people in scary films or in scary stories when something bad happens to their house and they don't just up and get out?
Yeah.
Just move. Like, I know sometimes you're in a contract. I'm sorry, I'm not trying to sound like privileged or whatever. Like, I get it.
Uh-huh.
But like 18 months? You stayed
like your contract must
months?
Have run out by that point.
Like, you telling me your budgie managed to escape from its cage and then drown itself in your toilet? Like, and
but
you
she,
have kids.
She must have been there for
next.
2 years because it says a couple of months in and then over the next couple of months. And then she stayed there another 18 months. That's 2 years.
Like, what? Why? Why would you?
Leave, man. Why? What
also,
are you doing to yourself?
Also, she must be able to break her contract if she's saying all this stuff happens. Like, her landlord must be like, fair enough. Like,
yeah,
whatever. But I just don't. Eddie Murphy, I think it was Eddie Murphy in his stand-up, literally said, like, he did a joke about this, and he said, like, all these films, they'll hear something or someone will just pop up. And he's like, I just wake up the next day and just be like, right, let's go to a hotel. Like, we're done. Mm. Like, I'm out of here. Why did they stay? And I get, like, for films, but in real life, like, why? Get out.
I mean,
doing?
The only explanation I can think is if Dexter was still screaming and she had left her door open, you might have an angry neighbour that went and was like, I'm going to,
But she would have seen if she was sitting in a car. Surely.
I don't know.
Oh, it's an apartment block. Maybe
it's
not.
An apartment block.
Why didn't she take the damn bird with her?
Mm.
Like, that's quite harsh. There's no way I'd leave these two in the flat if it's like creepy.
I do think, to be fair, I do want birds. Like, and I feel bad because, like, no, as in, like, flying birds with wings. Like, I obviously want an aviary, but it's just massive, so it doesn't feel like I'm containing them.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what I mean? But I would like to own some, like, parrots and things.
Yeah, I really want a parrot. William wants a parrot too. They're expensive.
Apparently so, yeah.
My dad had one.
That's cool.
But he,
they outlive people though.
Yeah, he gave it back because I think it was just really annoying. So he was like, sod that. He had a parrot, he had a bunny that ate all his shoes. Like, he's been through it with pets.
Yeah.
Then he had me. Yeah. Not a dog.
The biggest bitch of all.
Yeah, the biggest biggest pain in the ass going. Okay, do you want to hear my last horror?
But yeah. So linked below, well, underneath the Spotify episode. If you guys aren't listening on Spotify, completely fine. But go over to Spotify and join in on the poll below. Let us know which is the scariest. Rank them. And send in, we can do a follow-up episode sort of next week. If you've had any horror encounters yourself, send them in, DM us, put it in the like comment section thing on Spotify, email us, all linked below. Let us know your horror stories. And we can read out a couple next week. But yeah. Anya, wrap things last up. One. Last one.
Okay. So this one's short and sweet. Gets to the horror quite quick. My friend was chatting to this bloke online. Seemed really nice. Nice pictures. All seemed good. Agreed to meet up. She was, excuse me, I think she was like 18 at the time. So she's quite young. She turns up to meet the guy. They agreed to meet in some park. And he was bald. And in the pictures, he was not bald. And
I don't call you baldy. I think being bald is like, that's sad. A big deal.
And so she just sort of was like, okay, fine. I'm not going to be like, whatever. And proceeded to go on said date. And they were sitting on a park bench. And then he proceeded to put his head in her lap. And she was like, okay, this is too much. So she left. And that was the end. But I thought that was quite terrifying and quite funny that she just turned up and she was like, that can't be him. He's got no hair.
I hate the idea of dating apps. Never done them. Never will.
You've never been on a dating app?
Only once for comedy purposes, for my first ever podcast, we set up fake Tinder accounts. And like, I set up my mate Adam and was trying to like, have you ever seen those TikToks where guys do like stupid messages on Tinder?
Yeah. And I've seen the ones where girls do like song lyrics.
Yeah. We did stuff like that basically. And we set up fake things.
Yeah.
And it was actually quite a funny episode. So that's the only ever time I've ever had a dating app on my phone, and I deleted it like, straight after.
So I've only ever had Tinder, which is fine because that's where I met William. So no harm, no foul. First and last ever Tinder date. And yeah, she's going to kill me if she listens to this, but she won't know who, you guys won't know who I'm talking about. My friend has Hinge and she was going out with this boy and he was like, oh, I've come off dating apps because I'm dating you. And she was like, oh, you didn't have to do that, but fine.
Yeah.
And I just thought, I don't know if you're being legit. So she set up a fake Hinge profile to see if he was still on there. Can't remember if he was or wasn't, but she got herself banned from Hinge because she set up a fake profile. And then she was like, oh, this is so annoying. She wanted to set herself up a profile to actually use. So she used my friend, she used her own work phone. And then they worked out what she was doing. So she got banned from her work number. And then she used my other friend's phone number because she was in a relationship. She got banned from that. And now that friend's single. So that friend's like, brilliant. I can't even use this date. I won't even say which dating app it is if I haven't already. But now she's just...
You literally said Hinge like three times.
Oh, right. Okay. But... So now my friend who's now single can't use Hinge. So she just burnt through them all really quick.
It's quite funny. I find that whole like, oh, what's your favorite color? What movies? Like, shut up. Like, let's go out. Let's go for a drink. If we get on, we get on. If we don't, you know, lovely to meet you. We'll head our separate ways.
Yeah.
Like, oh, I hate the idea of it. And there's so many guys on there that are just trying to smash. And I'm like, well, obviously I'm not chatting to the guys, but like, you know.
How would you know?
I don't.
Oh, good luck getting out of that one.
But yeah, let us know what is more terrifying to you listeners, the real life scenarios or the supernatural stuff.
Yeah, we want to know.
Are you seeing any spooky films around Halloween?
I wanted to go and see The Haunting in Venice. I think that's actually been out for a while, but it's not. I'm taking my best friend. By this time this comes out next week, on Friday, I'm taking my best friend out for her birthday to go and see something in cinema, but I can't unless she's listening. Oh no, will she have? I know she would have heard it before, so I won't spoil that one, but I'll be filling you in next time.
Okay. And on Monday, I'm going to see Five Nights at Freddy's.
Never heard of that. What is that?
It is... Have you ever never heard of the game Five Nights at Freddy's?
No.
It's like where this guy goes to be a security guard at an old like animatronics place, and the animatronics become alive at night and like try and kill him. And he has to like use the cameras. You have to like in the game, you have to use the cameras to like if you see them on camera, they stop moving.
Oh, okay.
And if you turn the light on, they like go away from the light and stuff like that. Like, and you have to survive, and you can like shut the doors around the factory or whatever. And they turned it to a film. And I grew
That's
up
quite cool.
Like, watching people play that game. So obviously I loved like watching people on YouTube and stuff.
Yeah.
And that there's now a film out of it, and it's going to be terrifying, but I thought it'd be good
that
fun.
Sounds good. You
know? Nostalgic.
Yeah.
So I've got a nice
fun.
Date with Adam. Shout out to Adam.
Nice.
So yeah, going to go with him.
Aww,
but yeah, I hope everybody has a good Halloween, a longer episode. It might be about 50 minutes. I think it'll end up being, so that's pretty decent.
Yeah. Enjoy dressing up and stay safe out there, guys. Don't get
stay egg. Safe out there. Don't eat any dodgy candy.
Mm-hmm.
Don't commit any axe murders.
Don't do that ever.
And most importantly, rate the show 5 stars.
Yeah,
please.
And I'm wishing you all a beautiful week.
And yeah, I wish that you come back next week and keep listening. So there you go.
Yeah,
two different approaches.
There we go.
I hate ending these episodes. I've got no idea what to say because I just want to keep ranting. Like, yeah, I need a catchphrase. People DM me catchphrases and go subscribe to the TikTok. Like, follow it and like things. Okay.
Yeah.
We'll see you guys next week.
Bye
everyone.
Guys. Love you. Bye.